I started running an interstitial game the other day, and I was so happy all week because I was like, I have a great pun. I'm just going to spring on them out of nowhere before we start. And then I, like, started drinking before then, and I forgot to do the pun. And I was like, oh, no.
A lost opportunity.
Hello, and welcome to the fourth episode of Shadows Over Charlotte, a Dice Fiend Shadowrun Anarchy actual play. After making new plans and getting some pictures of Grandma, we switch to Mama and Twitchy's expedition to the school before everybody goes to the strip club.
Twitchy and Mama, you get the selfies of Tess texted to the group chat, including one of Tess dabbing in front of the grandma.
Right.
Kelly Quick's like, looking good, girl.
Isn't dabbing at this point hundreds, you know, decades old?
It's an ancient form of magic that has been brought back, okay?
There are people in that nursing home younger than that dad.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
It's like 70 years old at most. Yeah. Right? Dabbing came around in the 2010s, right?
Yeah.
So it's about 60-something.
Okay, so there's some people in the nursing home who probably were aware of it.
Yeah.
Someone's going to see you dab. They're going to try relive their youth. They're going to break a hip.
And that's
pandemonium
running from the old people homes. Like, oh no, I broke their hip with the dab.
Well,
dabbing is now a time honored tradition.
The ancient art of dabbing.
I can't.
Okay.
So we get those messages, and then the screen fades to black, which ends it says earlier, and then we cut to Mama and Twitchy driving to the school.
Twitch doesn't have a license.
And that's why Mama is driving.
That's a good call. Real good call.
Y'all left the scar and are back in Fax's car in the suburb, in the lot. Yeah, are you talking about anything on the way to school, or...
Well... Mama is giving Twitchy full run of the radio. Hmm. What's Twitchy putting on?
Twitchy's having a hard time finding anything but country. Ugh. Not into it. Not into it.
I dug my key into the sun. I don't know why that's on now. That's old even in the 2020.
Oldies country.
Was the drug dealer's name Hard Line or Hard Dash? I have Hard Dash in my notes here.
It's Hard Dash then.
Okay.
It is Hard Dash. Yeah.
Like, the last 2 weeks have kind of blended together.
That's all right. That's understandable. I just wanted to make sure I'm not insane.
How are you going Hard Dash, not Hard Ass at that point?
You also
point?
Thought it was yesterday, so, you know, it's all right.
It's just one of those weeks.
One of those...
Twitchy losing days.
One of those weeks, one of those months, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So we're heading down to the school. And I'm driving nice and safely, trying not to be suspicious. I mean...
Yeah, Kelly Quick did shoot you the address that she last knew Hardash's children went to. It was St. Michael's Kindergarten.
Oh, they're going to be babies. Okay.
Oh, right. Man, I get held back again.
Swishy, please stop it.
Got held back from kindergarten?
Look, Twitchy joined the military not to go to school. Now I gotta go back.
I mean,
should have gone to the club.
I just wanted to keep an eye on you, Twitchy.
Did, You keep my eye on Twitchy at the club.
Tell you what, Twitchy. After this, maybe we'll go stop by the club. And he cannot see that Mama's crossed her fingers behind her back.
She's driving! How's she doing that? Hold on a second.
You don't need... Okay, you don't need both hands to drive.
I'm disappointed in Mama. Tess isn't there, but Tess can feel it.
Wait. Let's pause for a moment. Tess is disappointed in Mama for not having both hands on the wheel.
She is lying to a veteran about a strip club. That is not cool.
Oh.
Okay. That's more understandable, but Tess is like, Mama, you aren't driving safe. And Mama's like, what the fuck, Tess?
Helmet.
Right, like if Mama's going to give Tess a hard time about wearing a goddamn helmet, you better believe Tess would give Mama a hard time about driving with both hands on the wheel. But
10-2.
Oh my god.
But I am not there. I ain't there, so you know what? You drive as unsafe as you want.
You ain't there, bitch.
How do you expect Mama to drive while eating spaghetti out of a bowl if she has to have both hands?
Wait, why am I having spaghetti out of a bowl?
Okay.
I don't know. Just as a hypothetical.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right. Okay. When are we going to deal with these children?
Now?
You arrive at the kindergarten. Awesome. All right.
There better be finger paint.
I'm sure there are.
Yep. St. Michael's Kindergarten is in a relatively nice building. There's the perimeter is gated. And, there's a bunch of rainbows and happy symbols drawn, painted onto the walls.
Any metahumans? Or is it all, human kids, human teachers, human...
You do see some dwarfs and elves. Okay. Elf babies wandering around.
Okay. So it's not going to be completely, what are these people doing there?
Since they've never seen you before... They'll probably be like, hey, who are you here to visit? Right. But they're not going to be like, what's a fucking troll doing here?
Right.
They might be like, is that guy homeless?
Right, no. All right. And do I know what the kids look like?
Yes. You know they are two little girls, Gwen and Lois. They have brownish hair, pigtails. They have, one has a pink outfit, one has a blue outfit.
You see that elf baby? That baby, 18 years old. That baby can vote.
No.
Sir, that's not how this works.
Elf babies age slowly.
Twitchy, no. Bad Twitchy.
Black title card, Twitchy does a racism.
Speciesism.
Speciesism.
Oh, God. We're getting into that, are we, Trav?
We are not.
All right.
So do we find Gwen and Lois?
They aren't in the courtyard.
Okay.
So you'd probably have to go inside.
I don't think they're going to let Twitchy in.
No, I don't think so either. Not without a story, and I can't think of a good story for why this hobo would be allowed in.
No.
Do you have illusion magic or anything?
No. What I have is spirits. I'm a call one.
What can your spirits do?
I'm going to check with the spirits around here and see if any of them know where these Gwen and Lois kids are.
And what do you need to do to check for spirits?
I need to roll conjuring, probably.
All right.
Make me a conjuring test.
Yep. All right. So, let me get some dice. That would help.
Dice would help.
Gotta roll enough dice. That also helps. Alright. So let's see. One, two. Can I get summary rolls? Which I need to look up real quick. All right, three successes. Roll that.
Three successes. Yep. Mm-hmm. You're able to find a possum spirit and a bird spirit.
I can maintain two spirits at once. I'm going to ask them both. So, hey, there's these two kids, Gwen and Lois.
Yeah, the possum says.
Where are they at?
Where are they at?
Which one of these kids is Gwen and Lois?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking the spirits.
I don't see him, the possum says. And the bird's like, we can look if you want. I mean, do you have any reagents? Or reagents?
What do you need reagents for? I'll give you astral bird seed.
Astral bird seed?
And Twitchy is saying this, like, to the air, as far as Mama can tell.
Twitchy?
Look.
What you talking to?
I'm talking to the birds.
Oh, so you're not talking to the possum?
I'm talking to the possum, too. If possum has anything to say, you're worth anything. Dang.
What's in it for me if I find these kids for you?
The possum asks.
Pocket spaghetti.
Holy shit!
Possum scampers off into the school.
Yeah, that's talking your language!
Is it invisible?
Garbage can.
It's a spirit. No one else but Twitchy can see it right now. So Twitchy screaming about pocket spaghetti.
Alright.
Amazing.
Look, bird. He's turning into the bird now. You see? That one knows what he's doing. You gonna help? You gonna screw around? Because I got breadsticks.
The bird looks kind of incensed that the possum just ran off at the promise of pocket spaghetti. But then it, like, here's breadsticks. Like, it's trying to look like it doesn't want to go, but it's like, fine, caw. I'll go look at your children.
That needs context. I'll go look at your children.
You don't hear that.
I don't hear that, but Vero thinks that needs context.
I'll tell you what. You find them before the possum does, you get double breadsticks. Hell, I'll give you some of this spaghetti.
What do they look like?
I don't know. Mama, what do these kids look like?
What the fuck? Am I supposed to look for astral name tags?
The bird says, spreading his wings and flapping it.
You hang around? I don't know. This is my first time here. You're local.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I pay attention to humans because I have nothing better to do.
Who said they're humans? Aha!
You all look like humans.
You know
to
more
me.
Than you are letting on, Sparrow.
You're all effectively humans here.
Oh my god.
You look over at the driver of this van. Tell me that looked like a human to you.
Tall, muscular human.
Tall, muscular human.
With horns.
Damn.
It's like going into a...
That's fine.
It's fine. It's like calling
somebody doesn't want
sandwich.
A breadstick. I'm gonna eat a breadstick.
Fine.
I'm gonna eat all the breadsticks. Because somebody doesn't want to do any work around here.
I'll look through all the humans and, you know, ask any of them, hey, are you kids? You didn't even give me their goddamn name.
How are they gonna hear you, bird? I know how this looks to Mama, by the way, because she has not seen Twitchy do shit with spirits until right now. It looks weird as fuck.
I'm just gonna... Okay, I'll go look for them, but I'm just gonna tell you, if I had fingers, I'd be flipping you off right now. And the bird flaps away into the school.
Mama just has hands, like, pressed together.
Wait a second.
You're gonna miss the opportunity to say, yes. Give me the bird?
I would give you... If I was alive, I'd give you myself. I'd flip the bird.
Oh,
damn.
Yes, the bird actually just does a summer a flip at you and then flies off without saying anything else.
Go do a job there, penguin.
Fuck you!
These spirits around here are rude. Possum's fine. Birds are rude. Mom
just has, like, her hands held together in a praying gesture, and she's just like, this is why I didn't want him by himself in the club. But okay. All right.
Hey, Mama. If we in the club, Twitchy is not talking to a bird, you know?
All right, dang. So I'm going to say that the bird is... Would the bird be spirit of air? Spirit of beast?
The bird is whatever you want it to be, sir.
That's fair. I am
possum
the DM.
Spirit of dumpster, for all I care. Spirits don't look, but what we need these kids for, Mama?
We just want to get some information, Twitchy.
From kindergartners? You say I'm the crazy one.
Anything we can get all up in a hard dash's ass.
Hard Dash. What kind of name, Hard Dash? And that's coming from somebody named Twitchy.
My name's Mama.
Dang. That's a title, at least.
Aw, that's sweet of you to say, Twitch.
My nickname, an adjective.
Your name's a descriptor.
My Sarge called me it. My name is a frickin' adjective, and it's not a good one.
Okay, so the bird flutters back to you after, like, flying around the building a couple of times. Okay, so I have news. It's the possum's just, like, slowly scampering out of the school.
Is the news that the possum found him first?
No. I found them.
Alright. What do they look like?
Kids, brown hair, little pink and blue dresses. I don't know what you want. All the kids look the same.
How's that helpful? Two kids, particular kids. I don't need just any random kids.
Well,
what good's that gonna do?
I heard them call them Gwen and Lois, so that's what you want.
All right, where? Where are they at?
Third floor, I think. Second classroom from the right.
Third floor, second classroom from the right.
Yep. From the outside of the building, right.
Our right, their left. All right.
Yes.
Toss some frickin' breadstick.
Only one!
All right, fine. I'll give you two. You got back before the possum did, but he's on the ground. It's not a fair race.
Well, you shouldn't have recruited both of us. Life ain't fair. And Mama, you see the breadsticks, like, just float up and then float away.
Mama, like, does a triple take.
I'm leaning out the window to talk to the possum. What do you got? I'll take a minute. Calm down. We'll need you asphyxiating to death again or something.
Look, I don't know what I was thinking. They have some hall monitors. They have some hall monitors. Yeah. They have some...
Real ones or spirit ones?
Real ones. I've been around here.
I mean, you're real. Okay. I didn't cause that any offense, but you're real. Fine. Okay, look, hall monitors.
I know what you mean. They have meat hall monitors.
There you go.
They're like in one of the third floor classrooms. There's a person at the front checking people in. There's like a gate. So you ain't just gonna stealth your way in there, probably.
Look, I told her that when we came up here. I don't know, man. You know about as good as me at this point. I'm just doing what she tell me.
I think one of the little kids you seem to look at saw me, so make that what he will. I don't know when you humans start seeing magic.
Oh, dang. One of these kids saw the possum.
So that means the kid's magical?
I How many kids you know see that invisible possums otherwise?
Either that or they're mainlining some orichalcum.
I don't know where kids get deep weed at this point. God.
Orichalcum?
Starting deep early. Weed. How do you hear him say orichalcum?
No, this is Vero asking.
Oh. Orichalcum is a magical metal, and deep weed is a... It's marijuana that lets you see into the astral if you already have kind of, if you're already somewhat awakened. If you're not awakened at all, it barely even gets you high.
I'm sure if you managed to huff orichalcum, something would happen.
Yeah. Either way, I don't think a kindergartner is getting it. So he's probably just awakened.
Yep. Yep.
All right. You know what? Good enough. Hey, wait. Did you catch a room number? The bird came back with a place, but not a room number. You got a room number, I throw on a breadstick for you.
Oh, nice. Let's see, it's 303, yep, on the left side of the hallway.
Birds, dang, when are y'all lying?
What the, what the fuck?
Here. I don't know which one I'd say it's you. Dang,
why do you say we're lying?
Because it doesn't line up what you both said, something different.
What did the bird say?
Said it was on the right.
What was the bird flying on the outside?
Yeah.
You dipshit. Sorry, that was rude of me.
Dang. Alright, so you're saying it was on the left from the inside. He's saying it's on the right from the outside. Alright, fine. Lines up. Here, take your food. Toss him out. Pocket spaghetti and a half a breadstick. We're okay, splitting this one. Beat it.
This time you just see like the pocket spaghetti and half breadstick just like messily vanish into thin air.
I feel like Mama has seen some shit in her shadow running career, so she's not completely like, what the fuck? But she's still pretty reasonably like, what the fuck?
Room 303. I don't know how you're getting in there. They're checking names and at the gate and at the door and stuff. But they're in 303.
What time is it?
Twitch, you wear a watch? Check your comlink.
To the DM, dang. What time is it approximately for these guys?
Twitchy, you ain't my DM.
Twitchy slide into DMs at the club.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
I mean, the kindergarten still...
And that's the episode. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, that's...
Twitchy going to the club.
And the kindergarten is still open. So it's... At least before 5, I'm going to say about 3:30.
Okay. So it looks like my best bet is I need to find a sort of excuse or story. I'm not sure what to do next. Like, we know where the kids are. We've got, you know, threatening information for his mom, if we want to blackmail with that.
Well, not technically not yet. This is set at the same time as the previous scene. So,
oh, at the same time. Okay. So I guess...
You ain't getting any information out of kids, but you tell this guy where his kids are at a particular time offhandedly, I'll scare the piss out of him.
That means we know the direct location of where these kids are, what their classroom is. Twitchy, stay in the car real quick. I'll be right back.
Follow me.
I'm going to see if I can find, like, a front office and, like, a brochure or a registry. Like, you know, this teacher, that teacher, in room blah, blah, blah. I basically want to see if I can find out who the kid's teacher might be so that I can be like, I know your kids are in room blah, 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 under the teacher so-and-so. So I can get as much information I can specifically give.
All right. So you go into the. Oh, that was my phone. Let's see. What is it? Oh, okay, my mom. All right. So you go into the front office and you see
a young elven woman, hair pulled back in a tight bun, with a polo shirt and khakis.
Hello, and welcome to St. Michael's Kindergarten. It's a wonderful day. How may I help you?
Hello, ma'am. I'm here to look in for information for one of my employers. They're thinking about applying to have some of their kids come to St. Michael's. Do you have any brochures or information on the students and the teachers, what the environment is like?
Well, we have brochures on the school itself, but we're not giving out... We don't really give our teachers names. I assure you that all of our teachers pass a thorough background check and come from the best schools we can afford to hire them from.
Good. Security is very important to my client.
I'm glad to hear that, ma'am. Here at St. Michael's Kindergarten, we pride ourselves on our security procedures.
She just pulls a brochure out from the desk and hands it to you.
And can I do anything else for you, ma'am?
So I'll take the brochure. So this is a 3-story building, and what was the room number that the possum gave us?
303.
Number 303 for Gwen and Lois.
Yep.
And Hardash was not their last name.
No, you imagine Hardash is his street name.
Okay. Did we get a last name? Gwen and Lois?
Hey, Trav, give me a last name.
Rodriguez.
Gwen and Lois Rodriguez.
Rodriguez. Sounds good. Okay, cool. So we've got that information. So the brochure, I kind of flick through it. Obviously, it's not going to have, like the woman said, no names.
Yeah. It has pictures of students, like in a learning environment. You know how all brochures have like more diversity than actually at the school?
Right.
Yeah.
I can't think of any like really good information or anything else to go from here.
You could ask for a tour if you wanted.
Oh, that's a good idea. I guess I could and see if I can push my luck with that. That's why I left Twitchy behind, because I knew he was not going to... They're going to take one look and be like, I don't know about this guy. Mama can get away with being somebody's, like, troll bodyguard or something, so... Why not? She'd just be like a... Mama's going to take a quick look at her watch and say, is it possible to have a quick tour, ma'am?
Roll me a negotiation, or whatever your social skill is.
Let's see here. I've got con and negotiation. Cool. So that's, let's see, my charisma, plus 3. So that'll be... All right. 1, 2, 3, 4 successes. 5s and 6s.
She gives it a moment. Of course, ma'am. I would just have to ask you to deposit any guns you have up at the front desk.
And Mama kind of gives this, you know, this nod of respect, like, good. Like, oh yeah, you passed my test, you know? And, let's see here. I do have on my gear, a weapon. Let's see here. I have a pistol and an SMG. because I think it'd be obvious that I'd probably be armed. So I'm going to at least put out, like, the pistol. And I'm gonna, like, make a show of taking it off and unloading it and everything.
And you do see there are metal detectors at the entrance to the stairwell, so.
Okay. And then I'll probably... It says I have a smart gun. I guess...
That means you can... if someone else picks it up, they won't be able to fire it. And I think if you have a smart link, you could fire it remotely. Is that it?
Because, yeah, it says I have a Fichetti smart gun and an Ingram smart gun.
Yeah, so basically it's keyed to your fingerprints or some other biometric data.
Okay.
So she won't be able to pick it up and shoot you in the back as soon as you turn around.
Got it. Okay. Then I will also, since there's metal detectors, I'm not going to be able to sneak that in, as well as, I'm going to say that I, because in my gear I have my smoke grenade, so that'll probably trip it off. What I'll do is I'll take off my coat, because I've got a big coat, and I'm going to kind of bundle my stuff into that coat and put that coat behind the desk, just so that she doesn't see how heavily armed I am. Does that make sense?
No, that makes perfect sense. I imagine she hears, like, the rattle of guns, and, like, as you just bundle it all into a coat, inconspicuously, it's like, I see you take your profession very seriously, ma'am.
Very much so. Especially when it comes to the safety of little ones. And she does, like, a little nod in the direction of the school.
All right, follow me, ma'am. She unlocks the door with a key that she had in her pocket, puts it back in, and motions for you to enter after her.
Okay, and Mama follows.
All right. Oh, yeah, I'm sure there won't be a fight in this school.
I'm sure.
All right.
All and kids so, have guns.
All the kids know magic missile.
Bye, guys. I enjoyed the character.
It's been fun.
I enjoyed the character. Moving on.
All right. So, yes, she is giving you a tour of the school. What kind of questions are you asking? Or are you just trying to be silent and, like, do the appraise face?
I'm going to be actually personable. Like, I'm going to talk to her and I'm going to ask genuine questions. I'll ask permission if I can take a picture or two. Obviously, I'll be like, not with any, you know, anyone's faces or anything. That's rude. But, like, I really like this mural.
Yeah, she lets you take pictures, and she says if you want to take a picture, they do have some classrooms that are empty right now, mm-hmm. So you won't be disturbing any lessons.
Excellent. So Mama's basically going to go full, like, niceties. You know, she wants to be engaging and personable, and she wants to take some pictures, but while she's doing this, she's making a mental map of the area and trying to lock away any details that she can use to scare the crap out of Hard Dash, to be like, I've been where your kids are at, you know?
All right.
But yeah. She's also going to see if she can glean any information, like, subtly from this woman about the people, like, the clientele, the parents, what kind of people have kids here. Like, if there's any information I can get from that.
So, make me an awareness check, so logic plus logic. Because you're going to be hearing her, but as she goes along, but if you're... It's going to be an easy check, but just roll logic plus logic, and I'll tell you what you pick up from her just... speech.
All right. Logic plus logic. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 successes?
Yes.
That's really good.
I have a 5 logic, so logic plus logic is 10.
Nice. So, yeah. That's still super good. Jesus Christ. Good job, you. Good job, Hero.
Why, thank you.
You can read her mind.
Not quite. But you get from her speech that most of the clientele is middle to upper middle class here. Mm-hmm. Spooky lightning. Very, very frightening. And so most of the clientele here is middle to upper middle class here. They don't ask many questions about jobs or such. So it's like, we are very keen on discretion, and, you know, if your little one is displaying any magical talents, we have specialized classes for that too.
Magical talent?
Yes, if your boss's child happens to be awakened and they know it already, we have classes for teaching kids about familiars. I know it's very advanced, but we pride ourselves on helping children reach their full potential at such an early age.
Tell me a little bit more about this program. Are the children...
I'm trying to determine if, like, Gwen and Lois might be in that Awakened program. Is there a certain part of the building that is better guarded?
Yes, well, that's a very odd way to say that. But, yes, the program is usually held on the third floor. I know in years past when, before we built the third floor, it would be held wherever, but the third floor is just a specialized area for children of all sorts. And we like to take a Montessori approach. Because because you're awakened or emerged, we help with emerged children also. There is no prejudice here at St. Michael's Kindergarten. But just because you're awakened doesn't mean you are an adept or you're automatically like a hermit mage. Or, I'm sorry, I'm not very up on terms.
No, that's quite all right. I appreciate the candor.
Yes, ma'am. And we have a wide variety of spirits also. Around the school.
What's the difference between emerged and awakened again? I know you told me this, but I've already forgotten it.
Mama, you would know that emerged are technomancers. They're basically mages who only use technology, who can access the matrix and technology with just their minds. Mm-hmm. While mages are just your stock standard wizard or like... So mages are like... wizards or monks.
Emerged are the technomancers. Awakened are magic dudes.
Yes. Mages and shamans, yeah.
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 Okay.
And adepts, but...
Twitchy, are you woke as fuck?
Twitchy is woke like a joke. He's also broke.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Twitch. Did Twitchy go woke and get broke? Was Gamergate real the whole time?
Oh, God.
He was woke all along, but then he got broke.
Okay. Oh.
Broken. Jesus.
Oh, no. Twitch.
Yikes.
All right.
Okay. So Mama kind of nods, thinking to herself, what kind of spirits?
We have some bird spirits. We have some cat spirits. I think there's a possum spirit. One of the teachers was complaining about out near the dumpster.
Mama kind of mentally thinks about Twitchy talking about possums.
Rest assured, we don't have any toxic spirits or insect spirits. We make sure to have a nice and safe environment for the children here.
All right, then. I think that's all my questions.
Yes?
She's going to take a look at the brochure and tap. But if there are any more, my employer can call this number.
Yes, ma'am. We are always looking for new children to help in their journey to becoming older children. I was going to say adults, but these are all kids in kindergarten.
That's their slogan. We're looking for young children to make into old children.
Yep.
I was going to say adults, but this is a kindergarten.
We are dedicated to helping kids grow in this... first part of their journey of life.
Kinder care. A kinder kind of care.
A kinder kinder care. Anywho, Mama is going to thank the woman and shake her hand.
She shakes her hand back with adequate force.
And then collect her book, her books, collect her guns and go back to the car.
You couldn't think of Twitchy's name, could you?
Who?
Twitchy.
Who?
Who? Who? Who's that?
Who?
Who? Who?
I don't remember anyone named Twitchy. Out. Who?
Who? Who?
Who? Nobody. He's stuck in the car.
Did you roll the windows down? How hot is it outside? He's a dog. My God.
Dang.
You get out. Twitch is just dead from heat stroke.
Oh, God.
It doesn't take that long. Oh, my God.
Why didn't he use his gun to open a window? That's why he's got it.
Twitchy has a gun?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Twitchy has a gun.
I thought, didn't Mama give him a gun?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no.
Twitchy had a gun already.
Oh.
Oh, dear. All right, I head back to the car. I head back to Twitchy, who is in the car.
Twitchy's gun. All right.
What do you do? He has somehow tuned the radio to classical and is just kind of chilling out.
All right, well, I think your possum friend looks like the girls might be awakened.
I mean, they saw him. He thought they saw him. Yeah. Why?
All right. I'm going to group text the others and be like, so we know where Hard Dash's kids are at. Apparently they're awakened. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and this is about the time you got out of the nursing home and sent the pictures.
Tess would text back and be like, did you kill him?
Did we kill a bunch of kids?
Yeah.
This is the question you are asking.
Yep.
Over a text message.
Yep. And just like constantly sending back, yep, 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 yep.
Dang. Twitchy's supposed to be the crazy one?
You see, Kelly Quick is typing. It stops. Kelly Quick is typing. It stops. Kelly Quick is typing. Oh, it stops.
Finish a sentence.
Tess, did you really have to ask that?
Yep.
God.
I imagine you're doing this over group chat also. Even though you're right there.
And then Tess would look at V in person and be like, yeah, I know they didn't kill the kids. Jeez.
If one person in this group can be trusted not to kill kids, it's Mama.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. That's why.
All right.
That's why Tess was not allowed to go to the school.
Because Tess would have found the kids. They would be in the back of a. They'd be in the back of a trunk right now, and Tess would be like, "Mama, I've got the kids."
What next? Where we go meet Hard Dash?
That would have been extremely subtle and well done.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
That's why we put Tess on the job.
Only the most
finest. Discreet.
Yes.
I'm just glad you didn't try to kidnap the old lady.
I mean, all things considered, Tess did incredibly well with that situation.
Right.
She did.
She did.
Tess deserves some breadsticks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tess should have asked for breadsticks beforehand.
I know, and she didn't. It's her loss. No, no pocket meatballs or breadsticks.
Nope. Out. Fresh out.
Fresh out. Twitchy's fresh out.
You're lost out to a ghost.
Twitchy's wallet empty. Bribing is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's meet up again and talk plan our next plan.
Twitchy's looking at the pictures that they sent and is like, wait, did they go to the strip club? These dancers old.
As you're saying that, you all get a text message from Kelly Quick. Oh, shit. Kelly Quick is typing. Kelly Quick is typing. Oh. Hey, y'all, these hoes ain't hoes. Kelly Quick. And you get all... You'll get a ping on your comms for the location of the strip club.
Oh, meet up.
What's going on?
I'd appreciate it if y'all got your asses over here. That's what's going on.
Yeah. Keep going. Tessa...
No, these hoes are shooting at me.
What?
Okay.
We're on our way.
Dang. Right.
Ain't nobody shoot at my girl.
Shit and tip in the champagne room.
Y'all can just drive there normally, or get a go-go in the case of Tess and V.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It will take a while, or if one of you from each party wants to, like, give me a plot point, I can say that you get there ASAP.
I'll give a plot point.
All right.
I'll drop one from this group.
Yeah.
You all arrive at the strip club at roughly the same time. You see that the entrances are being blocked by what look like bouncers.
All right.
And can I get someone to make me an awareness check?
I'll do it.
Oh, everyone can make me an awareness
check. Okay, cool. Sweet. All right. Awareness was logic?
Plus logic.
Logic
plus
logic. Okay.
3.
2.
1.
Hold on. I gotta get 8 dice. Is that 8? No. God damn it, Megan. Why can't I count?
Hurry up.
I'm... shut up. I'm doing my best. One.
That was a yeah, in this together.
Yeah! What's happening?
So, both Tess... maybe it's the angle which y'all pulled in, but both Tess and V, like, just hop out of their car and start making their way towards the club. Mama and Twitchy, you do see Kelly Quick's truck, and there's someone just, like, under it on their back, like, fiddling with something underneath.
Ooh. Hell no! Stunbolt!
All right, roll to hit.
Twitchy's just firing shit off.
I don't have to roll to hit, do I? They just have to roll to defend.
I thought you had to...
No, I do have to. Yeah. Sorcery.
Yeah. You're right. Hold on. Yeah, bitch.
Damn.
Oh, excuse me.
Damn. Shots fired.
Literally. I can just, well, it's about to be.
My name's Twitchy. I can just kill everyone willy-nilly.
Stun bolt? God. Alright. 1, 2, 3. 4 successes on my part.
And it's will plus logic?
There's... the defense for this is strength plus will.
Unfortunately, players do win ties, so what's your base damage on Stunbolt?
8 stun. Hideous armor, ignoring.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
Twitchy strong as fuck.
8 stun on... oh my god.
Well, that's with no net hit. With no net hits. So if you tie, yeah, the base damage is 8s AA. Armor avoiding.
Christ almighty, yeah. You hit him solidly. He is not out, but he is not doing well.
Oh, should I have said I was gonna shoot first before I shot? Hey, Mama, someone's trying to do something with her truck.
That just won't do. So I park the car and I go out to Kelly's truck and I kind of lean over to look down.
I shot that shit out the window.
Yeah, apparently. All right. You lean over, and both Tess and V, you do see that Mama parked the car and is walking towards Kelly's truck. Do you still want to go over and confront the bouncer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Tess is going to back up V.
Yeah.
I think we're going to go into initiative. So, Tess and V, you can decide who goes first. Then it will be the bouncer and the ganger, and then it will be Mama and Twitchy, since they both have combat paralysis.
Okay.
You go first. You were striding up with confidence. Kick some ass, baby.
I will. Just for you.
Yee!
All right. So, how far away am I from the bouncer?
You'd be able to get there with your movement.
And is there one or two of them?
There's one standing in front of the door you're going to.
All right. So here's the deal. You're going to want to let me in, okay?
I don't think so.
And why not?
No one gets in until the boss gives the clear.
Which boss?
The boss in the office, bitch. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to punch him.
Yeah.
All right, rolled head, really unarmed.
Unarmed, yeah. Oh, why do you hate me? Oh, man. So that's a three. Yikes.
Three successes? Mm-hmm. That hits.
Yes.
Unit two, so. Okay. How much damage are you doing?
Kick his ass.
I believe it's half your strength plus the net hits and stun damage.
Okay, so half my strength is three, and then I had three successes. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Awesome.
Okay, so six.
Six, all right. You punch him straight in the chest. It looks like his armor absorbs the blow, but...
He's probably taller than me, so it's fine.
Hey, I actually misread the AA wrong on that one. Net hits are how much armor you avoid. So if I just did 8 strength, it would have gone to armor first.
All right.
So he was wearing it. Whoever I hit was wearing the armor, he just took 8.
All right. Thank you very much, Trev.
Yep.
I still fucked up a little bit.
Tess, it's your turn.
Tess is gonna be like, she ain't your bitch and neither am I. I'm about to be your new boss. That's my catchphrase. Yeah. I'm gonna cut one of those. I'm gonna cut the guy that called her a bitch.
You will roll close combat.
That's 4 successes.
Unfortunately, he got 5 successes. So you swing at him with one of your claws and he just like ducks underneath it. You do have another attack this and
I'll try attacking him again in close combat.
All right, go for it.
That is 5 successes this time.
Nice.
You net 1 on him. Yeah. All right, so what's your damage with your hand razors? Your unarmed is 3 physical plus your net successes, and you netted 1. So, yeah. So you deal 4 points of damage to his armor, cutting through it, and you draw blood.
Nice.
You fucking psychotic bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I wouldn't ask her that if I were you.
V says, laughing.
Meanwhile, Tess is like, ooh, I like this type of pillow talk, baby.
Oh, God. He pulls out his shotgun in panic.
Oh, shit.
Don't fire it off too early.
Baby, you know I don't come premature. Oh, God. All right, roll logic plus agility test. Beat 4 successes.
All right, hold on. All right, logic plus agility. Right.
Yep.
That's 2 so far. I got. Right. Holy shit! Okay, hold on.
What?
That is 6 fucking successes, Jesus Christ!
Oh my God!
So he makes. He makes that comment, pulling out a shotgun, pumping it. You just like before, he managed to just grab it and push it up into the air so it fires off into the sky. And right when he pulls the trigger, instead of actually hitting you. Then it goes to the ganger who Twitchy got. Turn. He scrambles out from beneath the car using all of his movement and pulls up his shotgun. He's like, back the fuck up. Back the fuck up. He says, aiming the barrel down at Mama.
Whoa. So who's aiming the gun at me?
The guy Twitchy hit with a stun
bolt. Oh, because I was heading to... Is he the guy under the car?
Yes.
Well, I have combat paralysis, so...
All right. Well, it's going to go to your turn. He's keeping his gun on you, so it's like he's holding his action.
Okay. Mama holds her hands up, palms out. What you doing there, friend?
None of your goddamn business. Get out of here if you know what's good for you.
See, I happen to know the owner of this vehicle. So that makes this my business.
Well, then you're a dickhead too.
Oh? So he... Did he get stunned from Twitchy's attack?
No, it doesn't actually stun him. It just hits him and deals damage. It's like your basic ranged spell attack, right, Twitchy?
Yeah.
Got it.
It's just like it doesn't do lethal damage. It just does, like, punching somebody in the face at a distance.
How far away from this dude am I before he pulls his gun on me?
If you engage him, he'd probably get a shot. He'd probably get a shot off, but I'd probably say it's at a minus one. But you can move in and engage him this round if you wished.
All right. I don't want to engage him just yet. Because he's got a gun on me. And Mama's a talker. So she's like, so, what did this dickhead do?
Oh no, I know your type. You ask questions. You ask too many questions. She knows what she did, and she's gonna pay for it.
What's Twitchy doing while I'm talking to this dude?
I mean, Twitchy's still in the truck, but what he's gonna start doing is casting to summon a spirit of Earth on the other side of the truck.
Roll, do your conjuring test.
Six successes.
Yeah.
I can summon a big old son of a bitch.
All right, so tell me what the spirit you summon looks like. These the combat ones are visible, right?
Oh, yeah. A spirit of Earth like this is just going to come up from the ground, basically. It's a, is it all concrete lot, or is there, like, dirt, like a dirt lot on one side?
There's, like, a dirt lot and cracks in the concrete where shrubbery, where weeds are growing up through.
Coming up from the dirt side is going to be a big honking mother. Its facial features are kind of made out of cracked concrete, so it's kind of got a visible, you know, like eyebrows and the mouth, obviously, it's got, but it's actually got visible, you know, like expressions, and it rises up. And the first thing I'm going to tell it to do when it comes around next turn is go smack the shit out of that guy.
And that makes an impression, right?
Yeah. It should make... These things don't normally come up silently. You're hearing a lot of earth moving and shit. But it's on the other side of Kelly's truck.
So I'm sure you all hear it. And Mama, you do see the guy being, like, looking like, oh shit, what are you doing? Call that thing off! Call that thing off right now and you'll blow your head off!
The guy's, like, attacking me or telling me?
His attention is split between you and the monster right now.
I'm going to lie and just be like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening.
So roll me your con.
That is 3 plus charisma, so let me... My charisma is a 5 plus 3 is 8. Pop. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 successes.
All right. He looks even more panicked now, like, what the fuck is going on here? And he just starts running away. We are going to the next round, and I believe it is Tess and V. You can go ahead and go.
Okay. Unless you wanted to go first.
No, I think you owe this guy another good punch in the face. No one calls B a bitch.
That's true. Technically, he called both of us bitches, so I'm going to beat him doubly hard.
Yeah. So, I love your logic.
If I can somehow reach his face, I would very much like to punch it in.
If I can somehow reach his face, I'd like to punch it in. Oh my goodness.
That's one success.
Would you like to spend some edge?
Could I? I mean, I'm not in that scene, but can I still grant my plot points? Or my edge?
Since you are aware of the fighting, you can grant her an edge.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I'm a team player. I can do the thing.
That is true. All right, yeah.
So. I imagine she's backseat coaching you, like, as he, like, grabs your arm, you're like, Mama just yells at you to do better or something.
No, your memory of Mama believing in you. You're like, I can't let Mama down.
Oh, that's so awesome. Okay.
The memory of Mama believing in you is the memory of Mama yelling at you to get a better, practice your form better.
Both are valid. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So. I'm totally blanking. Okay. So, with the edge, I can,
Reroll failures.
Reroll failures. Okay, so that's a lot of failures.
More opportunities for a success.
That's true, that's true.
See? Something, something word for failure is also opportunity.
Okay,
alright.
One of my
So that's two more to add to the successes. So three successes total overall.
Do you want to spin one of your own edge?
Yeah. I'm really putting in my all here. All right, so I'm gonna
beat this bitch.
Just making sure I don't forget. All right. Oh my god. Better be fucking worth it. Oh thank god. All right, two more successes. So five successes completely.
So you net one. So you. Deal 6 stun damage to him. He is at a minus 1 die to all rolls now.
Ew.
Tess?
Alrighty, time to hack and slash this bitch again.
Do it.
Alright.
Hack the planet.
Alright, so... there's a 5. Okay, 3 successes.
Net 2. So you deal 5 physical damage to him with your first attack. He's at a minus right. 2. Actually, minus 3 now. Shit.
He's having a no good, very bad day.
I'm going to threaten him and be like, can I do that instead of attack twice, or...
Yeah, and you can intimidate him for one. You can roll to intimidate.
I'm going to intimidate him and be like, "You don't want to die today." Let me roll 3 plus charisma is what my intimidation. What was the one last episode where it wasn't? It was persuasion. I'm like, I don't have intimidation, so I need to, or I don't have persuasion. I only have intimidation. So the test is time to shine. Let's see if I can actually intimidate him. All right. Three more. 2 successes.
He got 3 successes, unfortunately.
Damn, okay. That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not wisely, but he's like, I'm not going to back down from some meta and some cyber psycho.
Okay.
He is a very foolish being.
Okay. All right. Tess will remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Shotgun. All right, Tess, roll to dodge.
Oh, 4 successes. Okay.
He misses his shotgun blast completely. He only got 1 success. Okay. But he is backing up against the door. It looks like he's determined to die here.
Oh my god.
For some reason. I don't know.
We just have to oblige him.
Yep.
I mean, it's the considerate thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
The other guy, though, he is not willing to die for the cause. He's like, fuck this, fuck you. And he starts running away.
I'm not going to stop him. Well, the way, I don't want him to let other people know about us, because we want to try and take down all 3 of these dudes at once. So if this guy gets away, All right. I guess I will pull out one of my guns and pew pew. I'm gonna shoot at this guy.
All right.
So it will be my firearm. So I've got a Then I will spend an edge so that I get to add an extra die to the roll and count four fives and sixes. So I'm gonna...
All right. Oh wait, yeah, you can spend a plot point to give yourself a glitch die.
Mm.
You can do that, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to be nice. I'll give you a glitch die.
Am I spending the plot point for the glitch die, or what's going on here?
I'm spending the plot. I'm spending the plot point for the glitch.
So roll an extra die. If it's a five or a six, it's an exploit. If it's a one, big problem.
Okay. All right. So first things first, I'm going to mark down my... I'm going to mark down my edge. My firearms is a 2 plus agility. My agility is 3, so 5 dice. 1, 2, 3 successes. And I'm going to shoot with my, I guess my Ingram smart gun. So that's a 6 pierce, I guess.
All right, so you net one, and there was nothing special on your glitch die?
I'm going to do that glitch die right now. So one glitch die, roll. It's a 5.
That's an extra hit.
All right, so you get an exploit.
Right. Yeah.
Extra hit.
That's another it's another success, and also good things happen. That's an exploit.
Yeah. Would you mind if I say the exploit is you're just able to pop off twice and you just blow this guy away as he's running
away? I was
going to
say, either if it doesn't kill him, it would knock his legs out so he can't run away. But if you're going to let me kill him, then yes.
Yeah, I'm just going to say it'll blow him away. All right, Twitchy, it's you and your spirit's turn.
Well, seeing that that guy just went down and he was the whole purpose of summoning it, but then also seeing at the door the bouncers being dicks, and since we need to get in, I'm going to tell the earth spirit to, hey, you see those bouncers? Go bounce them. Him in the face.
Bounce him in the face.
That's what that spirit is going to go over there and do. He's going to go over there and hit him with an elemental attack. 1, 2, 3 successes.
All right. Yeah, you net one.
Okay. Well, if I net one, that sucker takes 11 P.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You take him in the door down.
I tell the elemental spirit to say, oh, yeah, when it goes in the door.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. Can I take a look at Kelly's car? See if there's, like, if I can determine, like, did he put a bomb? Did he disable the car? Like,
Roll logic plus logic. Yeah, does Mama know anything about cars?
Not in anything in her character sheet, but you never know. I might get lucky.
Do it at a -2 dice, because she doesn't have training, so she might be like, is this supposed to be your mama? That's the carburetor.
What the fuck's a carburetor? Yeah, let me look at my sheet real quick. I don't think I have any information or anything about cars, so. So it's a logic plus logic -2 die, you said? Okay. Alright, so my logic is 5, so logic is 10, -2 is 8, so 1, 2 successes.
You don't know the underside of the car. Like, if there was, like, some, like, really obvious thing hanging off, you'd probably know it, but...
Can, like, Tess take a look at the car?
Is Tess going over to take a look at the car?
Yeah, I think she sees Mama, like, struggling to, like, look at the car and be like, okay, alright, back up. You know how to drive a car, I know how to look at it.
Okay, so Tess knows about cars?
Where would that be under?
Either being under skills or knowledge. So if you have, like, mechanics...
Nah, I only have piloting abilities. Can I spend a plot point to be like, since I've hung out with Kelly before, and she's had issues with her truck. I've seen her work on it.
Kelly does own a chop shop, so you can spend a plot point to say
that I have. At least I know what the carburetor is and the engine. It's like, you know, what's this? There's this thing in here. It's like, Mama, that's the fuel tank, Mama.
Yeah, it'll still be logic plus logic, but you're not going to take minuses because you've probably seen the underside of this car before.
All right, logic. Okay. Sorry, Mama.
Hey, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, my friend's car isn't going to explode.
Speaking of shit blowing up, I think Twitchy's headed inside to see what's going on.
All right, V's going to go inside with Twitchy then.
That is 3 successes.
Yeah, no, you do find a strange device stuck onto the underside of the car.
Okay, but I don't know what to do with that.
You don't know exactly what it is, but Mama said something about making sure it wasn't blowing up, and so it could be a bomb since it's like near the engine.
Oh shit. Okay. I will let Mama know that, be like, there might be a bomb. She's like, I don't know, there's some weird fucking device. It might be a tracker, but I ain't touching that.
No, that makes sense. I wouldn't want to fuck with that either if I don't know what it is.
Don't drive her car. Don't drive her truck. Also, she'll kill you anyway.
At least Mama, can let her know.
Mama, I swear to God, I'll slit your throat if you damage my truck.
Wherever Kelly is, somewhere. Somewhere, just the sweet whisper of, don't touch my truck, bitch.
Her dying breath. God damn.
She ain't dead yet. You better not kill my girl. All right, let's go inside.
All right, let's go in. Let's give our girl some backup.
All right. I'm going to say in this round of initiative, V and Twitchy are first since you got over your combat paralysis. You see, like, 3 other guards taking pot shots at the elemental.
It ignores 5 points of damage from regular weapons.
Who would like to go first?
I mean, if Twitchy doesn't have anything he wants to do, I could.
All right,
I've still got combat paralysis. You go first.
Oh, okay. All right. So those 3 are preoccupied with the elemental, correct?
Yes.
Are they facing the door that we came in, or?
Yes, they're facing the door because the elementals.
So there's a chance that, like, stray bullets and stuff like that. Okay, cool. Is there anywhere to, like, kind of duck behind? Like, kind of, like, inch my way closer?
Yes.
Without getting hit?
Yeah. You have, like, the couches and the... Okay. And you do see, like, strippers, like, trying to bang at the manager's door.
Okay, in that case, I'm gonna try and, like, duck behind stuff and, like, use my rounds to move that way.
Alright. So you use your action and movement to get up to the stairs?
Oh, okay, there's stairs? Sure, yeah.
Yeah, alright. So Twitchy, with the elemental distracting the guards, V makes his beeline for the office where a bunch of strippers are.
V makes a V-line?
V makes a V-line.
Series is canceled. Oh,
goodness gracious.
Series is fucking canceled. Oh my god.
The entire podcast is canceled. You know what?
Not just this mini arc. I mean, the entire podcast. I took the whole damn thing down.
The whole thing down.
I'll talk to full price Chris to see.
Full price?
See if he might cancel.
Wow.
Instead of discount, Chris.
Oh my god. We gotta tell him that. Oh, holy shit. We were just discussing last night various nicknames for discount Chris. We got BOGO Chris. We got Dollar Store Chris. Bootleg Chris. Like, oh man. Full price Chris.
Full price.
Oh. Damn. That's your husband, Meg. Full price Chris. Say you full price Meg.
Brand name Chris.
Stop.
I will come over there.
Do it.
Okay.
If it's full price Chris, then it's Meg with purchase.
Meg with purchase!
All right, but you guys, I'm the one and only Vero.
That is true.
Vero, the V line. I was trying to get like a VB line. All right, we're all done. Good night, everyone. All right.
Good night.
So V is making a B line to the strippers. Cool.
Goddamn, yes.
What can I say? Right.
Hey. Good idea.
I imagine that the elemental is like up on the stage, like hanging off of a pole, like King Kong off the Empire State Building, swatting at the guards that are attacking it.
Are any of them aroused by this seductive dance?
Okay, roll your elemental's charisma.
Charisma, oh God.
Oh my God.
Just charisma? Come on.
Charisma plus charisma.
Oh, that's a little more like it. All right.
Like let's say charisma plus agility, because you're doing your dance.
Agility,
I don't think that's either of them. It's like strong suits.
You'd be surprised, actually, because this is a greater spirit. It has a lot of dice. Charisma is high on Spirit of Earth. One, two. That's. Dang it. Why is that a one? You're gonna love this. Seven successes.
Oh!
Jesus Christ, two cards
it's a
like-
greater spirit. Charisma plus agility is like 8 plus 6, 14 dice.
Yep, it's just grinding that pole, and two of the guards are like, what am I feeling right now? What has awakened in me?
Oh, rule thing.
Rule thing, yeah. There's absolutely plenty of it.
I didn't realize that this is what it would do for me, but here we are.
Out of here.
And that day...
All right,
he's explaining it to his grandkids. That's the day I found out that I was sexually aroused by Earth spirits.
Hey, the one that's not digging it is still shooting at him, so he's going to
slaughter
that.
Love is love, damn it.
He only gets two hits on that guy.
Oh god, I do have to dodge, don't I? Yep. We don't just have to talk about Earth spirits being strippers.
Yep.
Alright, players win ties.
Oh you god, said, really?
Yeah.
7p. No, excuse me. 6p.
6p? Alright, well, he still has his armor up. But he is tossed. And I'm gonna take these two guards out of the order, because they just, like, back away and go to think about their lives as...
So is that the only one shooting? I thought someone said there was strippers shooting in here.
The strippers are trying to get into the manager's office, which is where Kelly Quick might be held up.
Alright. Nope. I've been waiting to do this. We're gonna disco ball this joint. Chaotic world, motherfuckers.
Oh, my God.
Boom! Coming up on the stage, King Earth. And the lights go up.
Oh my God.
It gets loud and lit and weird up in here. And now they all have to re-roll one successful roll every time.
All right.
I can't do any other shit because I got to maintain that stuff.
Twitchy, you fucking up plenty of shit. Go.
Twitchy has taken over this episode MVP.
That's perfectly fine.
Also, Twitchy's dumbass is jumping behind the DJ booth because fuck no, I'm not staying out in the open while that's going on.
Earth Elemental. Twitchy wanted to go to the club. This is like at the episode. Twitchy wanted to go to the club. Like that's the episode title. Like that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Hey, Twitchy, have your Earth Elemental give me a logic plus agility test.
Logic agility? Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be a pretty big roll, too, actually. Out of dice. Dang. Didn't actually roll that well. Two successes.
Wow.
It's okay, Twitchy. Yeah. Everyone gets stage fright.
Two successes?
Yep.
So... You say he ignores the first 5 points of damage?
Yep. From mundane weapons, he ignores the first 5 points.
All right, so he takes 2 points of physical damage altogether.
Oh, dang. Someone shot pretty well.
Yeah. He netted 1 and his base is 6, so.
Dang. Okay.
Yeah. So
chip some off.
But unfortunately, it was the part that looked like close, so the other two guards are just, like, even more confused now.
Is there any other patrons still in here? I'm kind of curious how many ran out and how many are kind of, like, waving ones.
Oh, yeah, like, the patrons were terrified, but now they're just vibing with the chaotic world and the Earth Elemental. Oh, God. This reminds me of when I was on Neo Ecstasy. 2 guards go to the restroom to just splash some cold water on their face, think about what's happening in their lives.
Sure, that's what they're doing.
Oh, my God.
You hear the restroom door click. All right. Tess and Mama, what do you do now? Are you following into the club, or are you still outside?
No, Tess is going to run inside and see what's happening.
Right. I'm going to call... I'm going to call Kelly on my phone.
Hey, Mama, it's not a good time right now. You hear the door banging in the phone call.
Where are you? We're here.
I'm in the manager's office. I got that little runt holed up with me, cut off his finger, and then everyone got mad at me.
All right, well, we're coming for you. Twitchy summoned a giant elemental. Tess and V are fucking people up. Some guy, I think he put a bomb in your car.
Son of a bitch.
We're coming for you.
Thanks, bitch.
And then I go after Tess.
All right. And now we go to V, who has V-lined her way to the stairs.
Get out of here.
All right. Yeah, I would definitely like to... How many strippers are on the door?
There are... Let's see, how many did I write down? There are 4. 4.
All right. Odds aren't great, but I figure if I start the fight, I know people are at least going to be somewhat behind me at some point. So, are they armed?
No, they aren't. Perfect. They are kicking and punching the door.
They are strippers.
Well,
yes, they have stiletto heels.
They do, and I was under the initial impression that they were part of the shootout, so, I'm gonna run up to the closest one and just start wailing on her.
I could have sworn he had a katana or something.
Yeah, I thought... Because aren't you a street samurai? I thought you had a weapon besides your fists.
Oh, shit. I got brass knuckles.
Oh, shit!
Here we go.
Hang on. Stoner Ares M202?
That's a gun? So, yeah, you can put on your brass knuckles.
Yeah, I'll go with the brass knuckles because I don't want to accidentally fire through the door and hit Kelly.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah.
And that does physical damage, right?
Yeah, it says 4P.
All right, so, roll to hit.
All right, sorry, I was just checking out where my physical number was.
Unacceptable. Taking your time looking this shit up.
I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Man, why didn't you come into this world already knowing the rules to Shadowrun Anarchy?
I know.
Which famously has no rules.
Because I know the rules so damn well.
Ugh. Okay, well,
I know.
Teach me or something. God. Fuck. Okay, I can't find the physical number. I'm sorry.
Okay, so it's your close combat stat.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
So agility plus
close
combat.
You're doing great.
All right, so that's 3 plus A. And then 5. I'm rolling a shit ton of dice for brass knuckles. Okay, like, this is crazy. I better get some decent successes here. Watch me get, like, 2. Okay, hang on. God, I hope I did this math right. I'm sorry if I didn't. Shit. All right, so that is 7 successes.
All right, you net 3 on her.
I did something.
So that's...
Fuck her up.
That's 4, so you deal 7 nice. Damage to her.
Cool.
God, she isn't wearing any armor, so she is not looking good.
Oh, maybe she shouldn't try to kill people that we associate with.
All right, Twitchy, what are you doing?
Twitchy is in the DJ booth saying, "Give it up for the King Chunky on the stage!" And he's keeping up the...
All the cooked patrons are like, "Yeah!
Nice! And somebody bring the DJ a drink!"
Crit sticks are flying at King Chunky. No one has brought you a drink.
Breadstick? More breadstick?
Cred sticks.
Cred. All right, getting paid in bird feed right now.
Yo, pick those up!
I believe. He's going to shout out to his elemental. "I'll split that with you 50-50.
Hell yeah, brother.
So he's keeping up Chaotic World. And meanwhile, the Spirit of Earth is still going to try and take down that guard that keeps chipping away at him. Literally. Uh-huh. So.
Yep.
Hold up. I'm gonna roll a big chunk of dice. Actually, I'm going to spend an edge on this because I want this guy done. So I'm hitting on 4s. Right. Oh, shit. Alright. Business. Alright. This dude is gonna have to deal with 8 hits.
Ouch.
Holy shit.
I don't think he is gonna deal with it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Right? Yeah, no. Like, his defense is 7, so...
So I got.
And he has to reroll 1 7. Successful okay. one.
Yeah, he has to reroll 1 of his successes, so.
He got 3 hits, so you net 5. And that's.
He just took 12p. No, excuse me. 14p.
Yep. Okay, oh, so.
Crunch.
Narrate how your earth elemental incorporates killing him into his dance routine.
He's doing the whole thing where you jump up and you do both legs around and kind of spin.
Oh, God.
You know, you're kind of doing the twirl around the thing and does a face kick, like, out nice. Hard. Crunch.
And all the patrons are too fucked up to realize what's happening.
Yup, that blood spray is like looking like amazing confetti in the air, or like a someone just took red wine and just kind of blew it in the air in some beautiful glittering arc. Except it's coming out of that guy's nose.
Oh, God. Y'all know his name. He's everywhere because that bitch is dead.
Yeah, he's bleeding out pretty bad. This is some, like, Deadpool shit.
Then we go to the stripper's turn. The one you hit. The other strippers go over here. "Okay, Carrie, get behind us. Thanks, Cherry."
Carrie and Cherry.
So?
Carrie and Cherry.
Carrie, Cherry, Mary.
And Barry, obviously.
Barry, yeah. So Cherry is going to attack Tess first. With a kick to the face.
Wait, is Tess up with me?
No, V, sorry.
Oh, okay. I was like, where the fuck am I? I moved fast.
Edge.
Yeah, right?
All right. All right, V, try to dodge.
Oh, boy. All right.
V. Or don't. Embrace the void. Dodge. If you can dodge a stripper, you can dodge a ball.
Truth, I'm a dodge. Oh, I swear to God. I do not want to get kicked in the face with that. 2 successes.
Do you have any edge?
I think I have... I've got 1 more, but I'm going to save it just in case.
You are not in this same area, so I don't think... Darn.
Yeah. I've already given you my one inspiration. Like, Mama told me I can do better.
Right.
And then
Mama said, "Knock them out."
Yeah, I got cocky. I'm just gonna try and take this hit. Oh God!
All right, so she does net 3.
Okay, on armor?
You take 6 damage on your armor. Damage, right. As her foot just glows as it hits you.
It glows.
Oh, physical adept!
Yikes.
Killing hands, bitch!
Oh, God.
They got awakened strippers in here!
That's why Kelly said these hoes ain't hoes.
Oh, okay.
They still hoes? There's still dances whether or not they use magic or not.
Yeah. And then another one will... And then... Barry will... Barry will try to punch you. Alright. Do you... Roll me agility plus logic.
You got it.
Yeah. She did terribly.
It's gotta go bad, guys. Three successes.
You are able to stop her punch. You're able to stop her punch and just like twist her arm back. And Mary is going to attempt to punch out the lock of the door.
Fuck.
And she gets 2 successes on the door, just like backing up and then chop kicking the door handle off. We're coming for you, sapper bitch. Alright. And then it goes to V and Mama. Tess and Mama. I swear.
Tess is gonna go in and start cutting some bitches.
Alright.
Just go with basic slash and stabbies. Slash and stabby.
Alright.
The one that karate kicked the door or tried to... Yeah. Gonna take her down.
Mary, I think.
Yes, Mary.
Ooh, that is 5 successes.
Hell yeah.
Unit 3.
Net 3. Alright. Yes.
6 damage, right?
Nice.
Alright, so you cut into Mary. She's like, ah, shit. There's also Carrie up there with you, who's also injured. But Cherry and Barry are unharmed as of yet.
I'm gonna try intimidating them again, because I don't feel like attacking all of them. My goal is to like just block the door and be like, you should leave now.
Alright, roll to intimidate them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three successes.
All right, let's see. I'll just do 2 rolls. All right. That group failed. Yep, both groups ended up failing. So, this isn't the last you'll see of us. I swear to you this.
Run along home before I cut your faces up.
And remember, none of you hoes compare to King Chunky! Who is now twerking on the stage at them.
Pebbles are falling off. This is quirky.
Oh, God.
Tess is not aroused. Tess is like, nope.
Character choice
right then and there.
How can you not be aroused by the rock-hard abs?
Oh, God.
Yep, all the strippers are out of the way. The people are having a good time. And 2 guards are playing a crying game in the bathroom. All right. You go in and you see Kelly with just like an injury in her side.
Oh, shit.
It took you enough time, bitch.
Tess is like, all right, let's go. All right, trauma patches. I'm gonna slap one of those on her.
You should see a short Danny DeVito looking man just like laying face down on the floor, missing an index finger.
Is he conscious?
He is unconscious currently.
Awesome. I'm gonna I guess I'll kind of drag him by, like, the collar or whatever.
All right.
Kelly, what happened?
Well, I went here to enjoy some nice, wholesome stripping. But then I remembered I was on a job, so I started asking around about Samuel Malone. The girls here didn't appreciate that. So I had to go up to the manager's office, cut his finger off so I could look at his phone, and that's where you found
him. Did you look at his phone?
Yep. Apparently Sam is a we knew Sam was a regular here. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. You know, I never thought physical adepts, I guess it makes sense they would be able to do that. Looks like he used this place to organize meetings on the down low.
Meetings?
Meetings like for hits, stuff like that. The boss had some information, it looks like. She tosses you the boss's phone.
I'm gonna catch it.
Alright, you catch it?
Let's get you out of here.
Thank you, and please.
Let's take her to the car, but once again, I don't know what they did to your car, though. Want to leave it here?
Yeah, let's leave it here. I don't want to leave it here, but worst they're going to do is blow it up.
Should we, like, take off the license plate or something?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. She hobbles over to another car, takes off the license plate, and then swaps it with her car. And just carries her car's license plate. All right. So where are we going now, babies?
In the car. Back to the store.
Twitchy follows everybody out, having collected a whole bunch of cred sticks. He splits half of them with King Chunky, who follows him out. Gives, you know, like slaps palm and a complicated hand gesture, and then says, "All right, next week, we're doing this again." Yeah!
Sure thing. And then he fades back into the
air. Yep, rest up.
God.
And he's walking over to the car with an open bottle, like half empty of like some off brand vodka.
All right.
All right. So, you get to the car and...
Let's head to the Stuffer Shack.
Alright. You did get 500 credits total after splitting them up.
Hell yeah.
Or 500 new yen.
Yep.
You got 500 Republican credits. Oh. This is Star Wars now. Dun, 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 dun.
Yep.
Oh god, Disney's coming for me.
Shit.
Tell my wife I love her.
This is not them confed books. I got no time for confed script.
You head to the Stuffer's Shack without incident.
Nice.
And you go into the back room. Al-Habab is waiting for you. So, I see you've all returned in one or more or less in one piece.
Sure, dude.
I kind of help Kelly to sit down in a comfortable place.
Thanks, Mama.
You did good job, bitch.
Oh, God. I was planning on being sore, but not in this way, Mama.
Just think of how much, when we're done with this job, how many strippers you can afford.
The runners are Vero, Meg, Trap, and Megan. The aiming and producing was done by Eric. The tracks used in this episode are Enemy Spotted by Jess, who you can find on Twitter at OneShotMiniBoss, and Improv for Evil by Brian Boyko. Thank you to Ray Catalyst for making our art. You can find her over at Keyligraphy Inc. or KeyligraphyInc.com. Do you like this show? Leave us a rating and review over on your podcatcher of choice, and tell your friends about us. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit us up on Twitter at DiceFiends, or shoot us an email at DiceFiendsPod@gmail.com. And we also have a Discord if you want to come quality post with us. I'll talk to y'all later. Goodbye.